We're continuing here in Tomer Dvorah, and we are encountering a particular midah, and this midah is a fascinating one. It's a midah which appears both in the Midos HaRachamim that the Ramak is describing here in Tomer Dvorah. It also appears in the list of the Yigamal Midos HaRachamim that you find in Parshas Kisisa, and it's a fascinating midah. The midah is the midah of Emes. As quoted in the Pasuk in Micha, it's Titein Emes LeYaakov. It's a midah of Emes. And that we note that as a particular midah of Ravona Sha'olam. The midah of MS, when Rashi describes it in his Perish on Chumash, so MS means L'shalim Schar Tov La'oseh Ritzono. MS means that God is just. It means that if a person does that which is good, so that person is going to get, because they did something that was good, so they will get good back. Presumably, part of that midah of MS is also, that this is part of the MS piece, it's not Rachamim. That if a person messes up, so part of that also is that there's going to be a punishment. The midah of emes is that God is just in his actions. If that is so, wonder the Rishonim, why is that one of the Yigamal Midos HaRachamim? Meaning, I would have thought that Rachamim, that emes, is not part of the track of Rachamim. Rachamim is that you're merciful. Rachamim is that we're understanding. Rachamim is that we're compassionate. MS is that we are firm, and MS is that we are just. And MS is that sometimes it has to come and be a little bit harsh. MS is real. When we speak about the world of MS, you associate sometimes with that world of Kutsk. Kutsk is a certain kind of truth. It's a biting kind of truth. Unadulterated MS is real. And in that sense, what exactly does it mean that this is a midah of Ribono Sha'olam, a Rachamim, and something which we're supposed to, therefore, be connecting to. And therefore, we're supposed to also interact with others in a way of MS. What does that mean? MS seems to be not what we're going for in relationships. We want to be compassionate, understanding, sensitive, and do whatever we can. But what exactly is this midah? What is this midah of MS? That's question number one. Question number two is, what exactly is the maila? Why is it associated with Yaakov? Here, we're not talking about the question which many ask, we've spoken about in the past, which is why is Yaakov associated with MS, if in general he's the one of the avos that we associate at times with the one who maybe played around with the truth a little bit. Hayadayim Yidei Esav, Hakol is called Yaakov. He was the one that was messing, he stole the brachas, whatever that means. But what exactly is the connection between Yaakov and this midah of MS? So what exactly is MS? How is that a midah of Rachamim? And in what way is that associated? Is it associated with Yaakov? In what way is it associated with Yaakov and who he really is? So I'll share one idea before we get to the Tomer Dvorah. The Ksavik Kabbalah there in Parshas Kisisa develops an idea based on the Gra that there's a Maila to MS also. Because if there are two ways to get paid, one of them is through Chesed and the other is through MS. So the one who gets paid through MS, there's a Maila to Chesed. You'll get the money no matter what, whether you deserve it one way or the other. But there's a maila to MS. The maila to MS is that you earned it, and also, says the Ksavah Kabbalah, according to the Gra, you're likely to get more of it. I'm likely to get more of it. What does that mean, I'm likely to get more of it? Well, you earned it. Who gets more money? The person that receives tzedakah, or the person that works a real job and deserved and earned money, typically the one who works and earns it gets a little bit more. So part of the midah of MS that we're praising here is because Baruch Hu's capacity, that there's chesed if you need it. But if you don't need chesed, because Baruch Hu pays us, v'rav chesed v'MS, there's a lot of rav, you get certain things as a result of it. And you get more as a result of it. That's part of the midah of MS, is that what we deserve, we really, really get. And that's more than we would get if it was just a question of chesed. But the Tomer Dvorah develops a bit of a different idea. This is an idea which is found already in many Sifrei Kabbalah, in some of the Rishonim even, they quote the Riknadi, one of the Rishonim, that ki hamidas ha-emes b'chol makom nirmas rachamim. There's a certain connection between emes and rachamim. We were pointing out that it seems to be a stira between emes and rachamim. But what's the relationship between them? What's going on here? So we'll read a little bit and we'll find what I think is a beautiful mahalach. Midah zohi sheyesh li Yisrael ma'ila osam ha-benonim. This is a midah associated with the beinonim, with the average, with the middle. She'enam yodim lehisnahig lifnim mishuris hadin. There are those people who can function on a level lifnim mishuris hadin. They are the people who are able to be mevater at all times, It's like Rachel Imenu giving over the simanim. There are people who are able, whenever anyone owes them money, they're able to say, "Ah, don't worry about it, it's all good." And they really mean that. There are the lefnim mishuris hadin people. There are the people that live a life in many ways above regular cause and effect and above teva. But then there are the benonim. The benonim are not holding on that madrega. They can't be mevater everything all the time. Certain things, they feel like they're theirs. And certain things that, you know, I'm entitled to. V'heim nikrim Yaakov. They're associated with Yaakov. We'll see why in a little bit. Mipnei, she'enem misnagim ella im hanhagos amitios. That they deal with a degree of MS. Gamakas baruch hu yesh lo midas MS. Shu al tzad mitzias hamishpat v'hayosher. Has to do with what is just. He misnagim be'olam be'yosher. Because baruch hu misnagim man be'emes rachim le'im al tzad yosher for MS. So what exactly does this mean? The Mahalach seems to be as follows. Some of the Sfarim and Tumer Tvora develop this idea. A person is owed money. A person is owed money. So in some of the Sifrei Kabbalah, in the Sefer Shari Ora, we'll begin with that. Sefer Shari Ora, so we know that there's this Midah of Avraham, which is the Midah of Chesed. It's a very extreme form of Lifnim Mishiras Adin, being Mevater. There's a Midah of Yitzchak, who's associated with the Midah of Gvura, a certain real harshness. Then there's Yaakov in between, who's the Midah of Emes. What that means is that Emes is the merging of a degree of chesed and din. In what way does that work? So if I'm owed $1,000, someone owes me money, the midah of din would say, pay me the money right away. I get this money, pay me right away. That is just, it is fair, it's what I deserve. The midah of chesed is a midah which says, Ribbono Sha'olam, I'm going to wipe out the payment entirely. I'm going to wipe it out entirely. What is the midah of Yaakov? What's the midah of MS? MS says I'm owed the money. But in figuring out how much I'm owed, in figuring out the way that I'm going to be paid, I'm not going to stick to just the letter of the law. I want to work and understand your circumstances. I want to understand what led you to do what you do. I want to understand if it's too much for you to pay right now. Can we have some sort of a payment plan? Can we do it b'tashlumim, as is often done here in Eretz Yisrael? Can we do it over a course of time? It's saying, I get what I'm supposed to get. I get what I'm supposed to get. But I can understand and view things in a particular context. There are two ways to take someone to court. There are multiple ways to go to Beis Din. A person can go to Beis Din and say, I have no interest in pshara whatsoever. I have no interest at all in being compassionate. I have no interest in any form of mediation. I have no interest in any form of understanding. I'm owed this money. I want the money right now. End of story. Then there's another midah, which is the midah of Yaakov, which is the midah of MS, which says, but who is this person? What are the other factors going on here? I want my money, but I can work with him. We can develop a plan for things to be able to function. This is a midah associated with Yaakov because Yaakov is the one, and this you have again in Shari Ora, it's in Perek, sorry, it's in Shari Ora, in Shar Hey, that, again, other places also. But it's because of what Yaakov was supposed to be. Again, there's a Brisker Rav like this as opposed to others. So let me work it like the following way. In the Velachta V'drachav here in Tomer Tvora, it explains as follows. Avram and Yitzchak live in existence, which in many ways is beyond nature. Avram Avinu's even Parnassa, they choose the track in Brachos Lamed Hei of Rashbi. They are people that they do their thing and their Parnassa is worked out for them. Avram's money that he makes is not through difficult and hard work. It comes, he's just doing his thing. And Paro's like, and here it is. He just has funds. It's not clear what exactly the extent to which it gets taken care of in a little bit. Yitzchak also, we get the impression, Yitzchak Avinu is sitting in a room, again, our image of Yitzchak is sitting in a room, he's sitting there and he's learning. Avram Avinu is like the independently wealthy Kiruv guy, you know, he has his money and he's out there doing his thing. That's the midah of Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. That's the midah that goes above and beyond. When Yaakov Avinu came into this world to be able to reveal, what Yaakov revealed was the track of existence which deals with reality. The track of existence which deals with cause and effect. the track of existence that deals with having a job. Having a job and working for that money. The job of Yaakov, the world of Yaakov, is a person, he had to earn what he got. He had to earn his wives. Yaakov Avinu dealt with struggle in this world with his children on levels that were unfathomable. Tzar Gidol Banim, in so many ways associated with Yaakov, as the Shari Ober writes, Mishpat Toli B'Yaakov, he yada Tzar Gidol Banim. He knew what that meant of a challenging world. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was, one, revealing to the world a form of Avodas Hashem, which is not Olam Malam and Ateva, but Avodas Hashem, which deals with cause and effect. Yaakov Avinu was revealing to the world, and some of the Achorim elaborate on this. Midin Maisa Avo Simin Labanim. He's introducing this for us to be able to function with it. A Midah of MS. And the Midah of MS says, you will get what you deserve, and that's good, but we will work with you and be more understanding. Midah of MS is a Midah which says, in your salary there can be a bonus. In your salary there can be. It's not tzedakah. It's in your salary figuring out how hard you worked and what you had to deal with. Here's a little bit extra. And even if you owe this much money, we'll cut it off a little bit and work in a different kind of plan. It's MS. But MS is not din. MS has a taste of rachamim in it. And here's the next step. Says the Tomer Dvorah that we have a klal. The Gemara tells in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Zayin, I forget if he quotes it. The Gemara tells in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Zayin, Kol shadadis chaveru lekavschlas, dadin oso lekavschlas, that the way that we interact with others is the way in which Kesh Baruch Hu judges us. We get to choose the form of judgment that we're going to have by Ribbono Shel Olam. When we are understanding of others, but said that tishbot amisecha, when we are understanding and looking at things, not in the harshest of terms, but not delusional. We're not rachli neinu, maybe. And maybe we're not Avraham. Maybe we're not mevater about everything. But even when we're living in a world that demands elements of MS, even when we're living in a world which demands accountability, even then and in that place, so a person can say, Yaakov revealed to us that I'm understanding, and the more that we are towards others, so that is how the Ribbono Shel Olam deals with us. He factors in extenuating circumstances. He factors in what exactly is going on. It's like in the legal system, the step before, you know, guilty or innocent is one shaila, but then the judge gets involved with sentencing. And there are, as we know, judges that follow very strict sentencing guidelines, like this is the guideline, this is what you did, this is what you get. And there are judges who can factor in more the other circumstances that may have led to it. What you can pay back now and what you can't. That is the Midah of MS, and that's the Midah of Yaakov. That's the Midah which is the Midah of Beinonim. But if we are misnagim be'olam biyosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnahig imahem be'emes. Because Baruch Hu will do the same thing with us. Gamkin says Torah Dvorah, Tzarech ha'adam tzarech lesnagim chaveiro ta yosher be'emes. Belila hados mishpat chaveiro. Not to be so harsh, not to be so lack of understanding. That's the follow. This is what it says. This is what it says. What do you want from me? This is the rule. As opposed to, K'mosh Hashem Yisparach, Merachim al habrios habeinonim b'midas ha'emes. Merachim al habrios habeinonim b'midas ha'emes. That midas there. That, the Rishonim explain, is why it's one of the Yigal Midas HaRachamim. That we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the Ksav HaKabal Pshat from the Gra, that this we earned and give us more, because Baruch Hu, even when we're functioning in the track of accountability, can we please be understanding? Even in functioning in the track of that, can we figure out what to do? It's like a teacher that gives a grade. So is it just, you know, this is your work, this is the rubric, this is what you got, or is it a little bit more understanding? The Maila of Yaakov, of the Titin MS Li Yaakov, is that Yaakov is the one that taught us the world of MS, the world of this world of an Olam HaTeva. He is the model. He is the model, again, elements of this in Brisker Rav. He's the model of Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara in Brachos. He works for a living. He lives in Olam HaTeva. And he lives in Olam HaTeva, and he interacts with people. He interacts with people. And you can have a deal with the Yaakov HaTeva. There can be a reality in the world of Yaakov, which is not as supernatural always, and not... He works for what he gets, and he even gets sometimes less than he deserves. But Yaakov is there with the Tzar Gidol Banim, with building the Shiftei Ka, That's what Yaakov is. This comes up sometimes, because in many ways, we wish, I don't know about you, I wish I lived a life where I was always able to be mevater. I wish I lived a life where Rachel Imenu could be my hero, and I could just be mevater, and yeah, sure, you take my husband. You know, like that kind of a top-tier vitor, that kind of a lefnim shur sadin, it's so beautiful. We'll think next week about elements of that. But that's so powerful. But for many of us, there's a shtickle benoni here. A shtickle benoni here. And there's a reality sometimes that a person comes to grip with, that they're one of the benonim. Rav Lichtenstein, I remember, once gave a talk in Aseres Yemei Tshuva about how the tshuva of the benoni need not be mediocre. The fact that you are benoni does not mean that you are mediocre. Benoni is the metzias in which I find myself. I live a life in which I can't always be mevater at this stage. And there are situations where a person owes you money and you sort of need the money. I can't always be mevater. I can't always do that. There are moments where there has to be accountability. And the challenge is, and this is why the midah of Yaakov here is, it's for the benonim, it's for the regular people who can't be above and beyond. They can still be excellent and they can be compassionate. It's not saying I'm mevater everything that comes my way. It's not saying I'm mevater everything that comes my way. It's saying, how can I figure out a plan to be able to do so? How can I figure out and develop an idea to be able to do so in world accountability? Derech Agav, there are many people for whom interacting with them in a midah of chesed will ruin your relationship. Because there are people that don't want to be treated as chesed cases. There are a lot of people that don't want to be treated as a chesed. If I lend this, so they want to be able to pay back, but they want a payment plan. They want a payment plan. My wife told me that yesterday she was at she goes to a vader on Beit Shemesh. So the speaker, and there were two people there that shared an anecdote that they had both lent somebody money once. And that person was so sort of uncomfortable because they wouldn't be able to pay them back. One people said it's been 9 years since the person that they lent money to, you know, has spoken to them. Because it was just so difficult for them to have the conversation because they couldn't pay back. Not everyone wants to be the recipient of a form of chesed. Many people, however, will thrive in a relationship which has this form of MS. An MS with a rachamim. An MS with a rachamim. Let's work it out. There'll be a bit of a payment plan. I understand your circumstances. So we'll work with you. There'll be a bit of chesed, a bit of rachamim, but also accountability. It helps build a person a little bit. It helps build a person. Yaakov built Klal Yisrael with the midah of MS. So in that sense, certainly some important Torah here about, first of all, for the first mahal, the Ksav Kabbalah from the Gra, chesed gives you a little bit. That which you earn is significantly more. MS is us getting a lot more because we've earned it. It's a salary we're getting from Ribono Sha'olam more than anything else. The next mahal, the Tomer Dvoris mahal, which is found in many Sifrei Kabbalah, is the idea that MS is mixed with rachamim. MS is, you owe me the money, but what happened? What really, tell me the whole story here. How much should you really give me? In what way should you really give me? How can we work together to develop something that gives him his pride in many ways? It gives him his strength, but it also is able together to build in a good direction. This is if we interact with people in a more sensitive way. So the Gemara tells us, Baruch Hu will also act with us in that same way. Have a great rest of your day.